I have been a priest for a little more than 13 years, and I have been a pastor, your pastor, for almost 10 years. And if there is one doctrine of the Catholic faith that people reject or do not believe or cannot seem to believe, it is not a doctrine that people are asked about on most surveys or tests. So what do I think is the most rejected or disbelieved doctrine of the Catholic faith? God loves you. That is the doctrine that so many of us have such a hard time believing. God loves you. God loves me. But it's a love story. Our faith is a love story. Our message, our preaching is a love story. Our destiny is a love story. Why? Why is our faith and our message and our destiny a love story? Our faith and our message and our destiny are a love story because the God we worship is love. I did not say that God has love, but that God is love. Our faith and our message and our destiny is a love story because our God is a relationship of perfect love. The Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is a relationship of perfect love. From all eternity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have lived in perfect harmony, perfect blessedness, perfect happiness, and perfect communion. Nothing is needed. Nothing is lacking. There is no loneliness. There is no isolation. There is only love. Think about that for a moment. The Holy Trinity needs absolutely nothing. In the Holy Trinity, there is perfect blessedness, perfect happiness, perfect communion, and perfect harmony. And yet we exist. The Holy Trinity needs nothing, and we exist. Because from that perfect love, and for that perfect love, we were created. All of creation and every person is an expression of the abundance of the love of the Holy Trinity. We are not needed. We are wanted. We are not needed, but we are loved. We are not needed, but we are desired by the God of heaven and earth. For God created us not for isolation and loneliness, but for communion with Him and with creation and with each other. The tragedy of sin, the echo of the no of Adam and Eve, fractures the communion. It damages these relationships. Sin leaves us at times in isolation and loneliness, but the triumph of God's grace, the echo of the yes of Mary, the ever-present reality of the yes of the Lord Jesus, the continual yes of the church to her Lord, our yes, draws us step by step and day by day into the communion, into the relationship of perfect love for which we were created. It is the great love story. Our faith is a love story. Our message is a love story. Our destiny is a love story. And when we gather for the celebration of the Eucharist, we are within the relationship of perfect love. We are not observers of the relationship. We are not outsiders, for we have been baptized into Christ. And that means that we share here and now in the love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are part of the great love story. We share in the great love story. We are nourished by the great love story. And one day, one glorious day, we will be received into the fullness of the love story. into the great and holy communion. It is a love story. Our faith is a love story. Our message is a love story. Our destiny is in the great love story. Amen.